The old ways of losing weight and transformation and trying to change your life are gone. And those of you that are struggling right now, it's more than likely due to the fact that you're hanging on to that old era that's dying. And here's the thing is everything evolves, everything changes. Consciousness as a whole changes. This is why what used to work doesn't work anymore. We cannot take the old era of weight loss and get new results. That doesn't work. You want peace. You want a fantastic relationship with food. You don't want to have to think about this stuff all the time, right? Well, if that's the case, how can you take your old mental software, the old style of diet culture dogma bullshit, to this? So the solution is we have to, in this new era of weight loss, do the... What's going on, guys? Welcome back to a brand new episode of Dieting from the Inside Out. If you're new around here, welcome to the show. My name is Jared Hamilton, and I am your host. And we have another solo episode coming at you today, because in this episode, I'm showing you, and I'm just going to break it down and open the curtain and lay it all out about the new era of losing weight and keeping it off. Because the thing is, we're just in a new era of this. The old ways of losing weight and transformation and trying to change your life are gone. And those of you that are struggling right now, it's more than likely due to the fact that you're hanging on to that old era that's dying, right? And here's the thing is everything evolves, everything changes. Consciousness as a whole changes. This is why what used to work doesn't work anymore. Now, there's also the side of me that also believes like it never worked in the first place. This is why we have so many issues and so many struggles with weight gain. And, you know, once someone loses the weight, it always comes back on. But the thing is, back in the day, you could just like grind through this thing. Back in the day, you could probably just go to the gym a lot, like hardly eat, get rid of all your carbs and do all that stuff. And you lost some weight. Or maybe back then Weight Watchers did work for you. Or back then you could just like only eat once or twice a day because you were in college and you didn't have a whole lot of money to spend on food and you were waitressing all day or running around at class all day, that kind of thing. And it worked. But now you might feel like you look at bread and you gain 10 pounds or things of that nature. Because we need to evolve. We need to change. We are in a new era of weight loss, I believe, from like a consciousness level. I think like as a whole, societally, from a consciousness standpoint, we are in a new era. We can't just grind through this thing anymore. But also, if you're listening to this episode and struggling, it's one of those things where you are in a different place. You're in a different place in your lifestyle. You're in a different place with your metabolism. You're in a different place with your mental bandwidth. You're in a different place with your energy. You're in a different place with your priorities in life. You're in a different place with your perspectives around things. So if that's the case, you have to evolve with this. That's just how this game works. So today's episode is all on the new era of losing weight and keeping it off. So if you have not subscribed yet to the show, be sure and do that. So we're going to get right into this thing because I've already kind of like hopefully set the tone for this and everything. So if you're watching and you see me looking around on the YouTube video, I'm trying to stay on track. I'm trying to do a better job with notes and everything. I work best kind of off the fly, but I do think it's good to have like some semblance of notes or whatever. So if you're not subscribed to the YouTube though, be sure and do that. So here's the thing. The old way just doesn't work anymore. But here's the problem. You may have had results temporarily from the old way, or you may have been following the old way for so long that it's really hard letting go of that. This is why we're so hesitant to change and why we struggle with this as a human, because the brain seeks the way that our biology works and our psychology works is our mind and nervous system crave what's most familiar. Okay. So that means even if it's suffering, that means even if it's struggle, that means even if it's weight gain, how crazy is that? Like if you've been trying to lose weight for most of your life and you've been gaining and losing the same 10 or 20 pounds for years on end and have not had success keeping it off, but that's your normal. What's really weird is your mind gravitates to struggle because at least it's familiar. At least it knows what to expect, because the thought of going over here and losing weight, keeping it off and never struggling ever again, that stove might be hot. So let's avoid it. So that's the problem though. That's all. Here's the hard part. That's all on a subconscious level. Most people are not even aware of that. Okay. Cause there you are right now. You're like, I just want to lose weight and keep it off and look better and feel better. That's all I want. But now you're saying that like, I'm in a weird way, like almost addicted to suffering and struggle. That doesn't make sense. Well, consciously, you're not. Subconsciously, you are. That's the problem. You're on autopilot 90% of the day mentally, and we always lean towards our subconscious actions or our subconscious conditioning in our subconscious actions. I know I'm getting kind of in the weeds, but this is why it's hard letting go of the past. It's why it's, and we see this everywhere. It's why someone who has never been good with money and always been broke gets a bunch of money, like a lottery or inheritance, and they always find a way back to being poor. Or someone who has always been in codependent relationships or always had, let's say, not so great relationship dynamics, and then they just always get a new guy or a new girl or a new guy or a new girl, and they always go back to where their like ground zero is. It's because our minds and nervous system gravitate to what's most familiar. You have, in a weird way, this like almost emotional home that you learned as a child. Okay. So, which means if you grew up, let's just say, like a lot of people we work with, they grew up struggling with weight loss since a young age. They went to Weight Watchers with mom, like Weight Watcher meetings with mom at like 10 years old, or got put on their first diet at 12, or started noticing their chunkiness when they were like 9. And that's when this shit started. And that's when these weight loss thoughts started. Well, if that's the case, and you've been on the struggle bus, on off, losing 10 pounds, gaining 12, losing 10, gaining 12, and been on this perpetual yo-yo diet where you've dieted more than you haven't, well, this is why one of the reasons you'll lose weight and be doing okay, then something always seems to happen, doesn't it? And you fall off. Here's what's crazy. I even see this when it's sustainable stuff. Like, you guys know me, I put out so much content for free, it's absurd. Well, I teach all my best, like literally I give away my best advice for free. So people will follow my sustainable fat loss plans, like Project 90 or the Fat Loss Checklist or these things. And I'll leave the resources for those if you want them in the description. But I have all these like more surface level sustainable fat loss plans for free, but people will follow them. But here's the thing, but because most people have had their whole life gaining weight back and falling off and struggling, and their emotional home is anxiety and stress and the uncertainty around weight loss, it's no wonder they somehow always find a way to make that happen. So the solution is we have to, in this new era of weight loss, do the inner work to fix it. The thing that you'll constantly hear me say is outer work without inner work doesn't work. Guys, why do you think the show is called Dieting from the Inside Out? Is because you must diet from the inside out first before you diet for real. That's why I completely rechanged the direction of the show. This is why, even in our coaching program, when we work with our higher level one-on-one clients, our first stage of coaching is called dieting from the inside out before we go into our fat loss phase, because we have to change this here. We cannot take the old era of weight loss and get new results. That doesn't work. I have like whatever, it's not the newest one, but like whatever this newer iPhone is, I can't bring back the old iOS in this iPhone, because it's obsolete. The old software is obsolete. It's not going to work with the new iPhone. Well, you want new results. You want peace. You want a fantastic relationship with food. You don't want to have to think about this stuff all the time, right? Well, if that's the case, how can you take the old mental software, the old style of diet culture dogma bullshit to this? I was just on the phone with someone today who was ended up investing in themselves and getting involved in our coaching program, who she said this, and just like it hit me, because I feel like everyone... this is me. This will resonate with so many people. Cause I said on this call, I said, like, what is it you want? Like, tell me, cause before we can help anyone, we have to understand like what they actually want to make sure we're even the right fit and can even help with that. So I was just getting an idea of her goals. I'm like, so tell me what it is do you want? And she goes, she exhaled and she just goes, I just want peace. I'm tired of thinking about this stuff. I'm tired of worrying how I look. I'm tired of obsessing around food. And I'm tired of struggling. I just want peace. I could feel her words. I didn't just hear what she said. I could feel the anguish across this from this Zoom screen. But here's what happened. And this is a great little segue to talk about this. In her case, though, here's the problem. This is why I'm so glad that we're working with her, is that's what she wanted. She wants peace. She wants to stop having to worry about all this stuff. But the problem is her old plan, because that's the other thing I normally ask is, cool, well, what's your plan look like? What have you been doing? And in her case, she had been diet hopping. She said that she's a perfectionist. She's such an all or nothing person. She struggled with binge eating. She struggled with restriction. Well, do we see the issue with this? She wants this over here, but her old plan was actually enabling the other way. And here's the thing, there is no judgment here. I don't want anyone to take this out of context. I'm just using this as an object lesson because I'm hoping it will hit home with someone That again, I'm so thankful that her and I had this conversation, and I'm even more grateful that we have the opportunity to work with her so we can fix this stuff forever. But you see where I'm going at is we have to align our action and ambition. Her emotional home was never good enough. Her emotional home. She literally said, "Jared, I'll lose the weight. And as soon as I lose the weight, I get this ambitious side of me. And I'm just like, it's not good enough. And I got to go lose more. And I got to go. And I got to go. And I'm just, I hate my day to day in it with all of this stuff." And I get it, because this is why I don't like to use drug analogies, but it's why for example, a drug addict, when they get clean and sober, there's this hard period. Like if someone's done drugs for their whole life and then all of a sudden one day they go, "I'm done doing drugs." Well, very shortly after, drugs sound like a really good idea, because that's the old addiction comes in, because they always used to get high at noon and now they don't get high at noon. And then the nervous system is like, "Ah, fuck, we need that." Well, of course, because it's used to that. So if you've been always used to restriction, if you've always been used to deprivation, if you've always been used to having to work out all the time and every day, if you've always been used to force, "I've got to force fat loss. I've got to force this because my age. I've got to force this to happen because my hormones, or the doctor said I can't hardly eat because the doctor said I have PCOS," whatever it is. If that's how you've always done it, that's your, what we'll call, emotional addiction, your emotional home. So if that's the way it's been for the longest time, now you come to my neck of the woods and I'm showing you this new era of weight loss where it's around peace and sustainability and happiness and enjoying the process and no pressure and frictionless. It's gonna feel off. That doesn't mean anything's wrong though, right? A drug addict getting clean is one of the best things they could ever do, but it is not comfy because it's different. It's totally different than what their nervous system was used to. And this is the biggest thing with our clients that we see is this is what we call the hard work. If you've been used to having to lose weight really, really quickly, and I'm totally saying, "Nope, we got to do it slow," it's going to feel not so great at first. If you've been used to all this friction, and I'm going to show you how to make this frictionless, it's going to feel kind of awkward at first. It's going to at first feel like you're wearing someone else's clothes, which is great because that means we're in the right thing. We're in the right area. If you don't have these like, "Oh, this feels awkward temporarily," then we're not doing the right thing. It's why getting clean and sober is hard. It's the process of detoxing from that. This is why you guys listening, you don't need like a metabolic detox or a food detox. You need a mental and emotional detox. That's what you need. This is why we have to look at this from an inside out approach. We have to look at this from the inner game perspective. This is why you have to understand that the old way doesn't work. Lots of stress doesn't work anymore. Lots of restriction, this bad, this is good, all this is evil, this is terrible. Shit doesn't fly anymore. Lots of deprivation where you deprive yourself and you're like, "No, I'm not allowed to have this. This is bad." And, "Oh, I'm just being good." Shit doesn't work anymore. Lots of training where you're training every day, cardio hit every day, just constantly, "I got to burn as many calories as possible." Shit doesn't work anymore. That is the old diet culture bullshit. It's not the way we do it anymore. You know, the whole adage in the past is everything was maximal, right? What's the least amount of calories I can eat? What's the most amount of training I can do? How strict can I be? Let me have a straight up suffering contest. You ever notice that the old vibe is of losing weight? It's a suffering contest. It's, "Hey, how, you know, I haven't eaten out in 5 weeks. Oh my gosh, I can't tell you the last time I've had sugar. Yeah, I haven't gone on date night in so long. I haven't had soda for a year and a half." Like, or like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sore from my workout last week." Like, what are we doing? This is not a suffering contest. That's like that. Imagine like your friend being like, "Yeah, my husband beats me worse than your husband beats you." Like, no, that's not something to be proud of. That's not. What the fuck? Like, why are we trying to make this a suffering contest? "Oh, I'm sore for 8 days now. Oh my gosh, that was such a good workout." Like, why are we bragging about that? "Oh yeah, I can't eat more than 1200 calories, or I only eat 800 calories a day. I only eat once a day." Why are we bragging about that? Yeah, Mike, that's like saying, "Oh yeah, my kid struggles in school and is about to drop out." Like, why are we bragging? It's no different. The old way doesn't work. We have to let go of this. If you want to have the new era of results. Here's the thing. If you don't want the new era of results, respect. Totally get it. If you're into gaining your weight back, cool. If you're into lots of regret and remorse and settling in your life and hating the way you look and hating the way you feel and missing out on your favorite foods and missing out on your favorite social events and your entire bandwidth being about calories and fat loss and how my clothes look right now, then this isn't for you. I'm only talking to the people who want the new era of results. You want results that never leave? This is what I'm showing you. You want peace? You have to follow the system. If you want frictionless, this is what you have to do. That's who I'm talking to. But here's the thing. You have to audit yourself. Do your actions line up with your ambition right now? Because if they don't, that's the problem. You can't enable chaos and find peace. Doesn't work. You can't enable codependency and find independence. You can't enable unsustainability and find sustainability. I'm telling you, but most of you listening want peace, but you're enabling chaos. Most of you want weight loss, but you're enabling weight gain. You want peace and autopilot and happiness, but you're enabling restriction, deprivation, and suffering. That's the problem. Do your actions line up with your ambition? We have to audit this. So if you don't want to get left behind with this and you want to lose weight without sacrificing the quality of your life, you must adapt. You have to adapt to the new era. You have to adapt to the new way of doing things and accept the fact that what used to work doesn't anymore on a consciousness level, on your lifestyle level, on your own personal biology level. Well, Jared, I used to be able to weigh 130 pounds and eat whatever I want. I don't give a fuck. Those days are gone. Yeah, because you were in school, broke, couldn't fucking afford to eat more than ramen every day. And then you worked that waitress job where you were on your feet for 12 hours. No shit, you weighed 130 pounds and could eat whatever you want. But that's not how things are. Here's the thing, and I'm not saying that to like as a Debbie Downer. I'm saying it like, let that shit go. Listen to me. Your dream body weighs more than what you think. This game is going to take longer than what you think. You're going to have to be more patient than what you think. You're going to have to be more consistent than what you think. Your eyes and mind are going to play tricks on you during this whole journey, but that's okay. But the part that makes this really hard is when you're like holding on to the old way. There's I don't even know if this is true, but the analogy is there. Supposedly this is a thing. They use this analogy. My jiu-jitsu coaches use this in practice, but there's a saying is the easiest way to catch a monkey on the outside of its cage is just put a banana on the inside of the cage. Because what happens is, and I'll explain how this all ties together here in a second. Because if you take a monkey that's on the outside of its cage and put a banana inside the cage, it will reach through the grade and grab the banana, but then it won't be able to fit its hand back out. If you're watching the YouTube video, I'm showing you like with a visual of my hand. But if you monkey on the outside of the cage, reach through the grade, grab the banana. Now, because it's making a fist and holding the banana, it can't fit back through. But here's the part. The monkey is so married and tied and will not let go of that banana. So he's like ripping and pulling, but he can't get his fist through. So this monkey is on the outside of its cage and getting captured because it won't let go of the banana. It won't. In jiu-jitsu, we talk about this where people are too married and tied to their moves. They're like holding on to a move and that move is going south. And they're like, no, I can't let this go. And then they end up getting submitted. But it's the same thing here. Imagine you're holding on to the old way of doing things. You're holding on to, no, my doctor said I need 1200 calories. Or you're holding on to, no, I have to restrict. Or no, I have to do it this way. Or you're holding on to the old shit. But it's like that monkey holding on to the banana inside of the cage. And it's pulling and pulling and pulling, but it won't get its hand free to free itself until it lets go of the banana and its hand will slip back through the cage. That's you right now. So if you don't want to get captured in this context or in this analogy, or you don't want to get left behind, you have to let go. Big, deep breath. Let's all, you know what, right now, let's all on this episode on the interwebs, let's all have a moment of silence for the old way. Moment of silence for diet culture. Moment of silence for bullshit. Moment of silence for the old way of doing things. Well, that was long enough. Okay, now we're going to get into the new way of doing things. Old way is gone. Big, deep breath. Big, deep breath. Let it go. Release it. It is gone. So what's that look like then for you? Sorry, I'm going to get a drink of water. I'm still a little bit stuffy. I swear, whatever sickness I had a few weeks ago, it's still chilling around in my upper respiratory. But anyway, so what's that look like? What's the new era look like? How do we do this? Number one, no more forcing. What's that look like? We can't force. Forcing never works. No more forcing. No more trying to like see how, like forcing would be like, oh, I'm going to try to hack through this and starve myself even more or do too many workouts and go too aggressively because you're trying to force it and make it happen. You got to start letting it happen. There's a difference between trying to force something to happen faster than it's intended than to you doing your due diligence and just letting it happen. You know, it's crazy. I see this with our clients is our clients who don't care how long this game takes. And they literally have that mentality. They go, you know what? I don't care if this takes, I've struggled for 40 years. I don't care if this takes another 2 years. I'm going to just show up on my end and let the results come to me when they're ready. Those clients get the fastest results ever. So no more forcing. Okay. Number two, no more trendy. If it's trendy, has a sexy, exciting name, it's off limits, which means no more keto, fasting, Weight Watchers, paleo, Optavia, no more, none of that. Nothing that's trendy. Well, Dr. Oz said, if you take this crazy power shot in the morning, that nope. Anything that's trendy, anything that you'd find on a magazine cover, no more, not in the new era. Number three, no more restriction, which means moderation rules. Moderation runs rampant in a good way. No more like, ooh, I can't have the cake with my kid because it has sugar. None of that. You can have a piece of cake. You can have a couple cookies. And if you don't know how to have that in moderation without spiraling, I have so many more pieces of content on this. Actually, the episode before this, I did a cravings episode. So you can go back and listen to that. So no more restriction. Okay. No more emotional suppression. No more saying and doing working out's my therapy. No more hiding your emotions with food. No more distracting with death scrolls on TikTok when you don't want to sit with yourself. No more running from anxiety. That shit's going to make you emotionally numb, and it will also destroy any semblance of fat loss you could ever want to have. So no more of that. No more working it off. How many of you guys say that? How many of you guys like will overeat or go enjoy Christmas or a birthday, and then your first thought is, I've got to go work that off. That is some old school 1960s diet culture bullshit, not in the new era. It's gone. No more discounting and invalidating your own progress. How many times have you ever said, I think I might be feeling better, but the scale is not down and you invalidated it. Or you go, oh, I've only lost blank. I'm only down blank. Yeah, I guess I feel better, but how many of you guys are do that? No more. You guys, one of the best things you can do is treat you on your journey with the same level of cheer and excitement you treat a newborn baby. What happens when, actually right now I'm in the middle of all so much baby stuff. My siblings are all having like babies like it's a contest. Like I'm the super uncle over here. I love it. I spend so much time with my nieces. But what happens is every single thing that happens, it's a celebration as it should be. The kid takes its first step. Let's send videos to grandma. The kid literally goes from like, just like yeeting his head everywhere or her head everywhere. I mean, to now it stabilizes. Oh my gosh. Look at her holding her head up. Cheer. The kid just like goes, blah, blah, blah. That's like, it said mama. So much excitement. Why don't you do that for you? Imagine in this new era, you are the biggest fucking cheerleader for you. You don't need validation from anyone else. You don't need anything from anyone else. You are the biggest cheerleader. You believe in you more than anyone else. You cheer yourself, you hold yourself accountable, and you crush it. That's what's on the table in this new era. You need to be that kind of cheerleader in that kind of excitement for you, just like when you see kids or your own kids or grandkids or nieces or nephews or whatever. Every little thing is a celebration. It should be the same thing here. Okay, and lastly, no more scale dependence. Can you use a scale as a tool? For sure. We do it with clients all the time. But no more of this, like your identity being wrapped up in what a number is. No more. I shouldn't weigh this much because of the BMI chart. That shit is so gone. None of that. That is all fucking gone. Because here's the thing. I bet if you said, Jared, I want to lose 30 pounds. I go, cool. So you want to lose 30 pounds. So you weigh less, but you look the same. You feel the same. You have the same amount of fat rolls. Nothing else changes. Is that what you want? You would probably go, well, no. So I would go, well, then wait, what do you mean then? And you would probably say, well, I don't want my jeans to cut in like they do. You know what? I want to be able to like wear a swimsuit and run around on the beach with my family without being self-conscious. Well, I'd like to for all my clothes to fit. I would like to just love the way I feel and live a really long time and be a great example to my kids. Well, fucking A, why don't we focus on that stuff and not what an arbitrary number says? Because please lean in on this and hear me out. Can you accomplish all that while the scale goes up or stays the same? Yeah, 100%. We see it all the time with clients. So then let me ask you this. Can you have the scale drop and not achieve those things? Abso-fucking-lutely. We see people do that all the time, doing weight loss the wrong way. So then why the fuck do we care about what the scale says and thinking I should weigh this when you don't even want that? You want in your head what you think that represents. Let's keep the main thing the main thing in this new era, okay? So the new way, you better take some fucking notes. The new way, I want you to eat as much as possible while losing. This is one of the biggest things that clients are like blown away with is one of the first things we do is we see how high we can get clients' calories. Most people come to us under eating, causing all these problems, or they under eat during the week and they binge on the weekend and all this stuff. So one of the first things we do is see how high we can get their calories. It's literally one of the first things that we do because your calorie intake, number one, affects your metabolism. Low calories equal low metabolism. High calories mean high metabolism. Also, is when you're eating more, it's way easier to fit in your favorite foods. It's way easier to be full and satisfied and have energy and not be hungry all the time. So one of the most tactical things you can do for fat loss is see how high you get your calories. That's the new part of the new era, number one. Number two, in the new era, I want you coming out of your diet phase frequently and test driving your exit strategy. Okay, you should not be the old way of doing things. The old era was where you just stayed in your deficit until all the weight came off. So if that was 40 pounds, you stayed in that deficit for a long fucking time. 80 pounds, 20 pounds, 100 pounds, you just stayed in suffering mode, in deprivation mode, in restriction mode, all till the weight came off. That is the old way. We don't do that here. We float around and see how high we can keep our calories. And then obviously to lose weight, you have to be in a deficit. So then you drop your calories. But then like for clients, what we do, as soon as they start to plateau, boom, we raise their calories again. Their metabolism spikes, they chill out, and then we drop back down. And then instead of doing this like race to the bottom thing, we just stay at the top. Drop calories, raise them again. Drop calories, raise them again. Drop calories, raise again. We don't drop calories, drop calories, drop calories, drop calories. It's not how we do things. This is why the new era is we're going to come out of our diet phase frequently. Whether it be you want to go on vacation, you want to enjoy this weekend, you want to test drive your exit strategy where you're going to add calories back, big deal. Number three, actually have an exit strategy. It blows me away the amount of people I talk to who don't have an exit strategy, who they just plan on doing their weight loss thing until they die. Well, what do you think is going to happen when you lose all your weight? If you've been on your diet all your life and you lose all the weight, now you don't need to go on a diet. This is when you subconsciously go find the weight you lost so you can go on a diet again because your mind craves what's most familiar, which is dieting. You see how this comes full circle? So this is why you need to have an exit strategy. In our coaching program, we literally have a whole stage of coaching called Maintenance Mastery dedicated to an exit strategy. So after our clients lose all the weight, then we can take them through their exit strategy so they don't need us anymore. Okay. Next, in the new era, in the new way, fixing your relationship with food. Look, food being only fuel, that's old bullshit. That's the old way of doing things. That is not the new era. Food is so many other things. Food is how we celebrate. It's how we experience things. It's how we entertain ourselves. It's how we connect with our families. It's how you go on date night. It's literally how you do everything is food involved. And there's nothing wrong with that. God gave you taste buds for a reason. You're supposed to enjoy food. Being a foodie, there's nothing wrong with that. It's important to have an incredible relationship with food though. This is why this game is nuanced. Do you have to be in a calorie deficit to lose weight? Yeah. But can you still go enjoy food and all the things that food is more than just fuel with? Yeah. They are not mutually exclusive. You have to be able to have both of these. If you feel like you have to separate it, where it's either food is fuel and nothing else, or food is entertainment and socializing and all this stuff, and you don't think those paths cross, you will live in proverbial suffering because that's just the society that we live in. And you have to have both of those. So if you don't know how to do those, let me know. And I can either, I got content on that. So in the new way, fix your relationship with food. Next, the new era, doing the inner work alongside of your outer work. I said it earlier, outer work without inner work doesn't work. You can do all the outer work you want, diet hard, work out, that kind of stuff, take supplements, whatever. But if you don't address your inner being, your inner darkness, your thoughts, your beliefs, your emotions, your old conditioning, your ability to regulate your nervous system, you are fucked. I don't know. This is not getting into like religion or crazy or stuff on that front. That's not what we're talking about right now. But listen to me. You're more than a physical body. I would argue we are spiritual beings living in physical bodies, and we have an intellect that acts on emotions. Think about that, which means you must have inner work as part of your outer work. If your diet nutrition plan is only about eat less, move more, work harder, count macros, you're going to get very little results if you don't sabotage the fuck out of them. You have to have inner work. You have to have levels of emotional and mental faculties in parts of your program. And if you don't, you are missing out on some of the best results you could ever get and permanent results. Otherwise, you're literally sacrificing the majority of you. We have to address the inner work, because guess what? Your inner work controls your outer work, because guess what? Like I said earlier, you're on autopilot 90% of the day. Makes a big difference. Next, in the new era, we earn the right to lose weight. Not everyone should go into weight loss. I mean, think about like building a house. Like I like this analogy a lot. Don't you have to earn the right to put the walls and the ceiling on? You do. You have to have a foundation first. You have to have the right plot of land. You have to have level ground. You have to have the foundation. Then once all those boxes are checked, now you can put the walls and the ceiling on and start building the house. But you can't just, I want to lose weight now. Or I'm sorry, I just want to put the walls and ceiling on now and start building that when the foundations in the ground is not taken care of. That's an easy way to have your house crumble on you. Well, it's the same thing here. With our clients, you got to earn the right to lose weight. In my program, stage two for us is called boring fat loss, and it's our actual focused fat loss stage, but there's a reason it's stage two. Stage one is dieting from the inside out first, where we fix all this inner game foundational stuff. Then we get our clients to lose weight. Because if you're not going to fix all this deeper stuff, you have no right to lose weight. You have not earned it yet. You have to earn the right to lose weight. And then finally, the new era, actually making your life work in your plan. And not just saying it. You know, everyone says, this is the lifestyle. Meanwhile, they never enjoy birthday cake. They quit going on date night, and they hate everything about their lives, and they skip social events and isolate themselves. Well, then you're full of shit. That's not a lifestyle. You say that to make yourself feel better, but you're lying to yourself. What we do with our clients to fix this is we literally put their life inside their plan. They're foodies that love chocolate. We literally put chocolate in their plan every day. They want to go on vacation. We teach them how to go on vacation and actually enjoy themselves and have a game plan for when they get back without I got to eat less now and compensate. None of that. We literally teach them how to have peace around the holidays. We teach them frameworks around food so they can go enjoy all their favorite foods. We design workouts so they don't have to spend very much time in the gym, right? These kind of things. I'm just giving you examples, but you have to make your life work in your plan. Do not take your crazy ass, complex, chaotic life and fit it in this like standardized, generalized cookie cutter box of fitness and weight loss. It'll never work. You actually need to take the pieces of weight loss and fitness and all this stuff and make it work in your life. But you need to tactically go out of your way and take the things you value the most in your life and put them in your plan. Because if you have everything that you love in your life in your plan, it's practical, it's simple, it's sustainable, it's doable, you're not going to quit. You're going to have results that never leave. And that's what this is about. So the old way is dead and gone. The old way of diet culture and the old way of losing weight is gone. It's dead. We had the moment of silence. We had the big, deep breath. We released it. The new era is here. And this is how we're going to do things. Because again, if you try to hold on to them, you're just going to the grave with your struggles and your weight. Let me say that again. If you hold on to the old ways of doing things, the old beliefs you have, the old story, the old everything, you are just going to go down to the, you're just going to die with this. You're going to take your struggles and your weight to the grave. The new era of weight loss is here. So this is what I want you to do now. Follow the new era. And if you need help, that's what I'm here for. I hope this was helpful. I hope this podcast episode hit home with you. I really felt kind of in my zone here. I really, really enjoyed this episode today more than a lot of others. So I appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. If there's ever anything I can do for you, please never hesitate to reach out. I do have a lot of stuff for you. If you're like, well, what do I do now? I'm not quite sure. Like I need some more specifics, because you probably do. There's a few ways you can do this. Number one, I got some stuff for you. Number one, You can actually apply for coaching. Literally, like one of the best ways to, if you are serious about this new era, apply for coaching. I have a special link in the show notes of the podcast where you can go straight to our calendar and go straight to the front of the list so we can see if coaching is a good fit or not. Okay, that's the best and easiest way to do this. Number two, let's say that's not your cup of tea yet. It's totally fine. Go through my free course. I have a very fully in-depth 5-day fat loss course called the Fat Loss Checklist. That's all about, that teaches you all about the new era stuff like this, but a little bit more. It's a video course, so it's a little bit deeper than just this like 30-minute podcast episode. Go grab that, put your best email and we'll send it right over. And then you should also go join my free Facebook community where I help teach this stuff more on an ongoing basis. And we have like almost 9,000 people at the time of recording this in that group that is all on the same journey. So you're not alone. So that is it, my friends. I appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. I love the fuck out of you, and I'll talk to you next week.